You're here for one thing only. Me too. I just end up coming back to it no matter what happens. So let's give us both a reason to be here. I'll pitch and you catch a few suggestions, and if they sound like the kind of thing you want to do, or if my voice just sounds like the kind of thing you want to do things to, then follow along. Get somewhere comfortable. And if you do choose somewhere that you already had in mind, or that you've done things before, the additional small assignment of finding why it's comfortable. My habitual trancing place is my bed, sitting propped up, with headphones in. It's comfortable because I know no one would ever come in my room without a lot of notice. And the pillows are particularly comfortable. They frame my back and keep me propped up enough that I can follow the thread even if I get very, very relaxed. Pick anywhere where you are able to sink away. The less awareness and moment-to-moment adjustment that you have to make, the better off you are for what follows. Comfort and the heat of what may occur. I mean, if you read the title, then you already know. H.F.O. Hands-free orgasm, though I may have your hands do things. Just not between your legs. There are parts of you out in the periphery which, when you notice them, you expect some fanfare. If your attention is on a hovering arm, the wrist rising as though a balloon were tied to it. And I had you make a fist and just open the fist. One might believe the arm will fall, safe and slack and heavy, in response to opening like that. Getting parts of you to connect, because your awareness and the nerve endings flow much further than the place you're settled. And I would like you to settle. Deep breath with me, okay? In to the fullest extent. And then out slow. It's a palpable place where something that keeps the body going enters in. But too often we neglect that a good trance, that sinking, experiential, in this case, ideally surrendering, because I have good ideas and I want to share them. Good patterns of thought, if you want that throb that is so useful. Why is climaxing with a little hypnotic assistance and only the mild movement of the body so valuable? Well, giving it out as a reward, using it as a lure, leaning in and saying, if you're good, you'll come. If you're good, you'll come by the end. If you breathe deeply, then something that is just empirically positioned to be desirable, to be good, even if it's good because you deny it, or because you hold it off, or if you're like me and you ruin them every now and then, or if you just savor them and want as many as you can get, or want that hypnotic overwhelm, that rush from the head to the core, down to the extent of your musculature, without even needing to concern it with between your legs. Maybe that's what keeps you going, keeps you coming, the knowledge that you could be coming without mere physicality needing to be the limiter. On and on a euphoric, guiding wave. But to get you there, we first might want you to be more relaxed than you were coming in. And so breath, the palpable, deliberate entering into you of something nourishing, buoying you up, so that if you imagined you were under heavy weights, those who find themselves under the weight of the day, of expectation, of a future appointment, can for a time know the duration of this is only half an hour, So no matter how far you go, no matter how much you let go and listen, then as your chest rises and falls, as your body inflates and deflates, some small amount of that inflation, that engorgement, that excitation can exist spiking even above the heavy soporific of, would you like to just listen while I talk? Knowing that when you get to the end, well, anything might have happened, but there will be an end. Breathe me in, as though these words were floating not directly into your ears, but hanging out in a cloud around you. You may hear the first layer of my meaning, the first influx of my thinking. But with that deep breath, you carry in the bits that were hiding behind your ears or around the back of your head or hovering just above you, creating a negative pressure, a you are hungry enough, that spare bits of trance, the meaning within the meaning, the subtext below the text, gets breathed into you. And it might float around the bloodstream, or hang out in your chest, or hang out in your head if I'm lucky. But it's all just part of the same mechanism. You eventually might decide, oh, I'd like to get on with suggestion, with asking you to do things, with implying that you can't not do things. Heavy as you are, the idea that any action would be inexorable no doubt feels a little silly. When someone is in a state where that easy, heavy breathing leads to easy, heavy arms and legs, easy, heavy core, and well-supported body, where the space you're in and you occupying that space can melt together, so your desires are pooling on the floor, and your head fills with my ideas. Breathe them in deep, more. More. It fills you. Thoroughly fills you. Even the places where the air doesn't go, echoes and vibrations can go everywhere else. That's all these are. Echoes, vibrations. Come on down, deeper and deeper down. Night, night. And me too. Uncoiling like a spring. Untensing and realizing how tense I'd been. I'll ask you to tense again later, but to better purpose. Relax. Whenever your breath goes out, let it take some of that sublimating now, condensating, vaporous thought, what used to be a brain. Now the inflated, the slowly warming, cooling stuff, melting honey candy sweetness over the surface of a brain all too ready. Ready to drop, and why shouldn't you? Heavy as you are, why shouldn't you drop to where you can view things normally intended for deeper, heavier places, when your body moves only with more deliberation, even its tension, untensing, clenching, unclenching, pulsing, pulsating, even its answering response to every little prompt, is more powerful, because it's heavier, it's weightier, it sinks deeper, travels harder, farther, faster. Let yourself have things a little faster. Another ripple, another pulse, top of the body to the base in that deep reservoir inside, that stores your pleasure, which normally has to be held back, is freed. And you're free to be heavier, to fall more, glued to or melted into the surface on which you decided to listen. Your eyes, too, simply closing until the only thing behind eyelids is my voice you've been breathing in, and the empty space being filled. If you're sitting up, you might even be able to do some of the tricks that show how dropped you are, slumping shoulders, a dipping, tilting head, your chin touching against you, or simply your head lolling in a gentle, safe way against its supports. These all broadcast the success of deep drop, don't stop, drip, drop, deeper down. It's only simple. It's only easy. Let it relax the excitation in the nervous system and relax the brain subjective too. If you're heavy and you're safe with me and you want to get to the other bits of where we'll be going, if you are tempted forward by wanting to hear both of us get afflicted together, then I'm happy to do it. Think of it. If you were in that state, if a hand gently pressed on your shoulder and pushed you down into the surface you're on, an almost guiding over-the-shoulder movement, and you found that instead of resistance, instead of buoying or holding you up, it just gently caved, pressed downward, my hand on your shoulder, and then up. One fingernail circling, finding a spot on the back of your neck and tap, tap, tap out like a light. Lean, get leaned as I move you with my hands on your shoulders, swaying, sinking, and it's easier to lose the exact positioning of your body if you're also tracking my hands, my massage, digging thumbs gently into the musculature of the back and shoulder. It can be an insistent, pressing feeling, but you won't notice the real effect until I take the hands away, and now you're unsupported, unanimated, no longer puppeted, marionette thought departed. What you are is good for me. The honey of my words breathed in, condensing and settling over a mind all too eager to take inside anything, which is like a stroke, a caress of my fingers over your body, anything which is like a desperate, hungry, oh, you are so much more aroused than before. Take in anything that does the work. Because there is work in the sense of stored potential energy. I've been circling my point, but the more you breathe of me, the more I begin to make it. Thumbs, and then fingernails gently circling, as though circling points where the pressure is being held, and digging the heel of my hand into them. I even get caught up in my own suggestions. So even if you're not here to experience your side, you'll get to hear me going with you notionally, or ahead of you if you need temptation. You could always listen ahead. This is made for you to listen ahead and hear how I progress through stages of slumping, sinking, warm, skin-deep darkness. By the way, I have already, in a few small ways, deceived you for fun. So if you noticed or didn't notice, I'll drop the surprise later. On we go. The longer you listen, the more when I touch, push a pressure point, remove hands, you only really realize what's been done. When I go ta-da, when the misdirection is done, or the firm direction, because more often than not I simply elaborate, that if all those thoughts you used to have are pooling on the floor, and among them are thoughts of trancing like this, dropping like this, shoulders, arms, thighs, legs, toes curled, but all of it drawn by gravity, and if I can make you more aware of a caress that isn't there, I can surely make you aware of gravity that pushes you down in a bed or a chair or sprawled out on a comfy mat on the floor. In any of these places, What if I put my finger on the scale as I've dug my thumbs into your in-need-of-massage tension points? A finger that just pushes the scale of the way you feel gravity with each deep breath, and your breathing is still relaxed, and your body lax, slack, liquefied like the thoughts, because it's all muscles. The brain is a muscle with delusions of grandeur, and if you pool on the floor, you can see quite a show from there. See my hands as yours might, relaxed though they are. I'm full of mischief and you're breathing me in. So your hands may move to places where you want them to begin to just touch, but not between your legs, please. Leave that for me. And if you were already touching, already in the throes of something like what you do to you, what you crave from you, then what comes from me might build up too much, and you might fall asleep before the end. I know I have. This is my second or third time, and I will allow an aside from the deepener to help you deeper and deeper, melt you, drop you, drip you like honey across the surface of the brain, pulse you, throb you, carry you to where every breath is regular and deep and the same, but accompanied also by mine. And in the background, I have been squeezing the muscles of my pelvic floor to make it so I'm primed. So pulsation, when it does enter in, starts to mimic how I would feel if I let my hands begin to caress, begin to touch, and with engorgement, with the slow heat, with lower areas starting to get more and more high priority, so even attention is diverted to the one place attention and tension are still allowed to go. Breathe it in, ripple with the good kind of shiver, spasm with the good kind of heat, and meet my energy coming the other way. The way I approach this invitation to play, every stroke on your skin, massaging your legs, finding tightness and rendering it into light, airy dissolution. Every part of you, a pooled, dripping sign. Arousal is allowed. But if you're too heavy for arousal, and it just arrives as a wave of, oh, pleasant good feelings, unconnected from climax, I get it. Sometimes the trance and the climax and the training, the vulnerable, sensitive mind, the dissolved perspective, dilute in sugar and honey. Sometimes it's too sweet for the mind to drink directly, so instead we slump. We lose the rigidness in musculature and let the rigidness stay in only one place. The way my thighs are closing, my belly is squeezing, the way every second I try to keep a steady rhythmic pace. The closer you are to the ideal of calm, deep, heavy feels of relaxation and the air simply being my voice floating around you, breathed in where it must pass through that gossamer sweetness, that cotton candy brain, that honeyed body. Physical relaxation and mental go together because we're so often using what mental faculty we have to just hold the rest together. Permission to discard and disregard, permission to drift, deep, drop, asleep, find, hands, on you, over you, rubbing you, pressure points, held with gravity, held with deliberateness, every second that you ease into it is easing into a warm bath, made of caressing voice and intent physical stimulation, which your hands are free to give you. You could even have positioned yourself, as I sometimes do when I want easy mode, with something vibrating between your legs to grind on, with a simple, slow pressure or something you could slip into place. This is up to you. I want to add, not take away. There aren't rules. I asked you nicely not to touch between your legs, but if you did, it just might mean you come early. You come to play early. I'm touching. I'm breaking my own rule. So aren't all the rules really just guidelines? Hands drifting. Mine. Yours. Moving. Rhythmic. Methodical. Constant. Unstoppable. Ever more intense. With the tiniest gestures. The deepest breaths that carry more of me. Ferry more of my intention. Onto the surface of your brain to collect. Condensation. More sweet honey. Forming a lair. A lair your thoughts would have to get out of. A lair in which I dwell. Massage and heat all over your skin. Covering you. Deep and intent. All of you exist to have those little connections made. My fingertips sparking, but pleasure only. You could hear or feel just spark. Heat. And where they pass, yeah. Your muscles have been activated. Blood flow excitated. A massage often is conducive to climax in any form. Not just as foreplay, but to make the whole body warmer, more peaceful. That vacant crocodile in the sun feel your brain has when it lets simpler lizard brain pleasures come to the surface. Water and liquid metaphors, solidity of the skin, massage that awakens the blood flow, the sparking, pleasure-sensitized system of you. Your nervous system receives pleasure, pleasure, from the distant frisson, the frictional touch, and this ignites that reaction where your brain is coated in honey. It feels good to just be tingling and heated. And to know I'm there along with you. The inside of my head just spark, but it feels good. Heat, but it feels good. Every neuron signal from that muscle with delusions of grandeur, deeper and deeper down. The ocean of pleasure, the stored gravity inside, building up. Waves from side to side of the basin more, and you make climax at any point. I had a small one earlier and kept it together. The idea that you are holding in a whole person full of pleasure, whether through denial and being pent up, or just wanting it bad enough, breathe it in. You're clearing away what existed before you decided, oh, I need a little bit of that. Oh, I'm ready to play. Well, I am too. And it's going to start in your head. I may address the brain with diminutives and say it doesn't have much it can do when you decide to commit it to a task that compels. That compels. Rather more action in the body than you would think. By this point, you're allowed to just carry on or go if you like. If you know by now, if you want to hear the rest, if you're into this, then the only test that remains is to find a muscle you can move that feels a little good. And try to do that. It isn't impossible that you get deluged away in my voice. That you don't hold on. That you start just thinking the words I say, one by one, to give you something to cling onto. This is that deeper and deeper down, the honeyed well that might as well be a whirlpool in that reservoir of pleasure. That dam where you deliberately let the pressure off by letting it overspill every now and then. Don't you want to spill with me? Allow your experience to be dragged along on mine. So as I detail it, you identify with it. As you identify with it, we climax from it. Only instruction I gave you that you need to hold on to in the bit of you that when you're deep and when you're asleep and when you submit. Yourself for evaluation? Nah. We don't judge here. You've submitted yourself for sublimation, for the brain to go directly from solid to vapor, to be breathed out. You've respirated the thoughts you had before. You've inspired your brain with the ones I leave floating around, trying to slip themselves under the door. Hey, what if you were helpless? Hey, what if we were helpless? Oh, I'm watching, I'm taking care. I've done this procedure many times. But the fact that I'm a little bit ahead of you means you can see where you will go, see what is in view. Hold on to my words. Surely you've seen audio visualized. Oh, that is a few squeezes too many. Depending on that muscle that you pick, that part of you that would feel good if you relaxed and tensed it, some of them tend to go a little quicker. I tend to clench my buttocks and my pelvic floor all at once, and it's a pulse. It's a pulsation. But it's also a pulse because I let it run in the background, unregarded, such that while I'm trancing, as long as the muscles are not worn out and remember to take care of your muscles, I can only take care of you by going ahead of you, showing you what will happen. But when my voice does surround, see it as an audio visualizer, a little thin line that when I speak vibrates up and down like a bunch of lines in an earthquake. But it's really just vibration, the stuff that can get through your skull if I whisper behind your ear, next to it, against your forehead. A kind of controlling outer monologue, and oh look, you in need of a controlling inner monologue. All the tricks and words before are not nearly as important. You've breathed in, you've breathed out, your brain is coated in honey and my words fall down through it, vibrating little points of light that stir the sweetness up, splash it against your tongue, make the back of your eyes aware of how heavy the front is, so you look inward. And looking inward opens up on an empty vacancy waiting to be filled, a mind sublimated. I have more than enough muscles clenching, squeezing, pulsing, throbbing, heat down the back of my brain, back of my neck. I have enough of these simple things that I use to lead me, orgasmic, lead me, transported. The longer I go in this state, the more you can trust I know my way there. If I stop the trance early, I can avoid ending up a climactic puddle. For now, all there is how long it lasts. Eyes closed, body slumping, self-massaging. I'm going to do a very classic one, but you, hearing and breathing in my voice as it surrounds you, may be wondering, oh, how much more of this can I take in a cloying, heavy way? Breathing the soporific of, I am imminent, I am readied, the smell of my cologne, the feeling of fingers tracing the nerve endings, tracing along your skin, finding muscles, following veins of thought as well as the rivulets of your own dripping mind, drooling down, forming a puddle that will no doubt swell up when climax is the only option. A puddle of juicy, deliberate honey, my words mixed with your thoughts. And now I take your relaxed, heavy hands, your weighted arms, and spread them left and right, anchoring them to the bed, so we can really get started. Click. Isn't that good? Don't you like it? Honey down the back of your brain. My tongue gently tasting the excess thoughts drooling out of you. Other arm, click, locked. You're not surprised. It's no shock to think that for what follows, you're going to be racked. You're going to be rolled and tormented in your own deliberate way. The submission only starts halfway. I said before, oh, I'm going to have this be only half an hour. Well, glancing, it took half an hour to get you deep enough, to get me deep enough, to get us to the start of the rough, rolling, body-rocking part. Now I get serious about our fun. And you should take all fun seriously when you're empty and vacant and arms, wrists, ankles, anchored. A favorite suggestion of mine. While I will find myself able to pause or edit or do what must be done to fulfill the session, I had an agenda at the beginning, and the agenda included at least one climax for me, with every part of the process explicated. That background pulse comes first. Throb, drip,